guest today is Ward Bell. Ward, how you doing?
I am doing fabulous. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And you look fabulous.
Well, thank you.
I'm probably not the first to say that.
I'm just trying to slide in, you know, be inconspicuous.
What do you do?
What do? I am VP of technology at a small company called IdeaBlade in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area.
You guys are doing a lot of cool things there, right?
Well, you know, some people think they're cool. I think they're cool. I've been doing it.
Breeze is pretty cool, isn't it?
I believe that Breeze is cool, and it should be on the lips of everybody out there.
And that's what your company built, Breeze?
We built Breeze as one of our products, yes.
What is it?
It's open source.
It's open source. You built it, but open source in the sense that other people can contribute to it?
Yes, actually, we do take pull requests.
Okay. What is it? What's Breeze?
Well, Breeze.js is a JavaScript library that you would use if you were building a single page application, and you would use it to deal with the concerns like from the model the model level all the way down to how you get the data and save the data.
Okay.
Most people who are getting into the single page application business and they're thinking about frameworks, they're usually actually thinking about from the model level up to the glass.
So maybe data binding. That sort of
Well, data binding would be part of it. How they navigate from one screen to another, how they deal with, well, there's a lot of dependency injection kinds of things that go on in there. So, but there's a lot of concerns, you know, how do we move from screen to screen is a really big one, routing, in browser routing. So not the kind of thing where you go back to the server, for the new page. No, you're going page to page, and you would have thought you were going back, but you're actually composing the screen on the client.
Right.
So all these sets of concerns, you could write it yourself, but usually you get a framework, a presentation framework.
Okay.
And the kinds that are on people's lips are things like Angular. Mm-hmm. Durandal, which uses Knockout, and Ember are three of the popular ones.
Okay, all right. So you're, but
we don't care. We love all of them.
Breeze.js doesn't even address that problem.
No, we say you pick the way you want to present it, but you have to get that data and you have to manage that data, and that has nothing to do with UI, or at least what's visible. But you do have to manage that data in your client-side application, and we'll work with all those frameworks.
Okay, and what do you mean by manage? What does it do?
Okay, so, you know, the first place everybody says, that's not a problem. I think I'll just use some Ajax. I'll get the stuff. Mm-hmm. I get the JSON back, and I'll just throw it on the glass.
Okay.
But what
that's
happens?
Not enough.
It isn't once you start saying, you know what, I want to pivot around that data. I want to have different views of the same data. I'll have different screens over the same data. So how does that... How do I keep it the same data from screen to screen? I want to start treating these things as more than bags of data. I want them to be richer. I want them to be kind of entity-like, so they have behaviors and they can be validated and they can be dirty checked and I can maintain the relationships between them, like, you know, between customer and order details and order details and product. That whole object graph thing.
These are all things that I think of as server-side things to do. I mean, I've done them 1,000 times in C#.
You do them 1,000
times. Or SQL Server.
Absolutely, where you have direct line of sight to the database and all that stuff.
And now you're saying we can do the same thing in JavaScript on the client.
Yeah, pick that set of concerns up and you deal with them on the client, because in the single-page application, you are living on the client for a while. It's not a case where you get a fresh page every few seconds. You're living there, and you've got to bring some of that similar mindset there.
Okay. Walk me through building an application with Breeze.js.
Okay, so there's something we call the .NET productivity path, which makes it really easy. I mean, you can just install a few NuGet packages, and you might use SQL Server for your database and then any framework in the middle, and web API to communicate over the wire, and then you have your client.
These are some configuration settings that you would pick?
You would just say, I'm using this NuGet package, and blah, 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 and then you use your skills, right? You use your EF skills, you use your...
Oh, so you'd have to write some code to do that.
Yes, you would. But it's the kind of code that you're used to writing, and the great thing about that is that we have some components for .NET, and it'll generate metadata about the objects, and just because we need metadata on the client to understand what the JSON means.
Ah, so you need to prepare things on the server so that Breeze.js can work with these.
Well, we need that metadata on the client so it understands what we're looking at JSON. How do we know what its key is? How do we know what the data types are? How do we know what the validations are?
All that comes down from the server.
Well, the description of it.
Okay.
That's what we call the metadata. The description of those things has to come from somewhere.
Right.
We can, in the productivity path, we can create that for you from an EF model, from EDDMX, and send that to you if you want it that way.
Okay.
But what I really want to stress is that there's a lot of people who don't think that's the right way to architect a server at all. They don't. Oh, and by the way, we do this whole iQueryable thing. So on the client, you can construct things that look like link queries, and it goes back and it's iQueryable, and so you can do client side querying.
You can do link in JavaScript.
It's a linkish like language. Oh, you know, there's wheres and order bys and all that stuff. Now, so that all comes. That's all part of our scheme. But there are a lot of people who say, yeah, but Word, I don't want to use EF, or I don't want to use SQL Database, or I don't want to use .NET at all back there, or I want to communicate with a service.
And your answer is tough luck. You have to do it this way, right?
I could say tough luck, tough. But actually, we don't. So basically we say is, yeah, you can pull that stuff out. You can run against anything. We've got examples of Breeze applications running against a Rails backend. We have it against a Node Mongo. We have it talking to ESPN service APIs. I mean, we don't. So there's stuff you have to do, but it's not hard. Anyway, it always comes back to this. I don't care where I got the data from the server side. I don't care what the model looks like on the server side. What I want to do is I want to imagine that I have a rich collection of related entity-like things on the client. And I want them to be changed, tracked, and validated, and all that good stuff. And then I want them to bind nicely to the screen using whatever presentation framework I choose.
Okay.
And that's what you do.
So you're doing your validation, you're doing some
dirty checking, right?
Dirty checking to see whether or not the
property change notification.
Okay.
Because you want to know sometimes if some business logic changed that other thing, I'd like to know about it.
Okay.
You certainly need that in certain kinds of data binding, like with Knockout. Mm-hmm. With Angular, you don't need it for that purpose. But there are other times, even in an Angular app, when your logic, your business logic on the client needs to know about these things.
Okay.
And also, you'd like to be able to go to one place to look at. You don't want to hook up little, like, event listeners all over the place. You want to look in one place, and say, hey, has anything that you're watching changed, and tell me about it. So there's a lot that goes on. And then there's also, there's another problem. You know how in a browser, like, you could be in the middle of putting all of your work in, right, and you're a user, and you've just done this stuff, and you haven't hit the save button, and something comes along and distracts you, and you go up to hit it, and you close the browser. That would be bad.
Or the dreaded back button.
The dreaded back button. It's over, right? Now, you might have remembered to put in a little thing that might stop you, but, things crash. I mean, bad things happen. So we also have ways to serialize stuff, and so you could sort of, like you do in Word, where you expect it to auto-save locally.
Okay.
Not permanently on the server, right? Because it's still not good. It would never pass server validation.
Is that just a JSON file on the client?
It ends up being you may like in browser cache, but because we provide these mechanisms for serializing selected or all of your cached objects, it makes it really easy to code that.
Interesting. Are there what are the browser restrictions that for using Breeze.js? I use IE6 at home. That's my favorite browser.
Is that really so?
I actually made that up. That's
I'm
not true.
I'm so glad that there's one of you left. Actually,
it's totally
lots
not
of
true,
them.
But that's the universe uses a lot of
it does.
So, but you probably have restrictions on, can you use, how far back can you go and it still works?
As far as I know, we can go back as far as IE8. Okay. Maybe we can go back further. I don't try.
Okay.
In a part because this whole idea of a single page application where you're having so much execution on the client, in some sense, implies a stronger JavaScript engine on the client than you would find in a typical IE6 environment. So I'm not sure that the single-page application modality even makes sense in some of the older browsers.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I just don't go there.
Yeah, I'm sure there are restrictions as you go back further.
I, we just don't. We
you
just
haven't
don't
documented
go there.
That. You haven't tested it.
I just haven't been that interested.
Where
in
that
it.
Line is. Okay.
IE8 forward, yes, and Chrome and Firefox and
the modern browsers.
Yeah. And a lot of things. I think a lot of what's driving SPA are tablets and mobility kinds of things.
Yeah, SPA is a single page application. SPA,
right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, and you said a couple of NuGet packages. Is this document somewhere exactly the steps I need to do to?
You can find out all this stuff by going to breezejs.com.
There's
more. Because there's something cool that we're doing for the .NET developer, for the store developer.
Okay.
Because we have this other product called DevForce, which has a very locked-in server. It's pretty cool. We've been using it for years. But what we're thinking, and I think it's going to come out early next year, is at least beta next year, is bring some of these same Breeze.js concepts about having a rich client experience with an arbitrary HTML JSON backend. Hmm. That's kind of the principle.
Yep.
So imagine that transmuted to the world of .NET, where you had a C# client that had all the characteristics I described, but could talk to any HTML JSON backend, had the same kind of flexibility. Just bring that same set of concerns and answers that I just described for the HTML JavaScript client developer and move them over to a WPF app or a Windows Store app or anything like that.
Okay, that's so where and we're this going. Wouldn't just be for the HTML5 WinJS version.
No, there's no, now forget it. No. I'm talking C# now. I'm talking C# and so on. So same back end, all right? As a matter of fact, I could take a Breeze a JS client, mm-hmm. right? HTML, JavaScript client, hit this back end, that same back end without touching it at all. I should be able to take this new thing, which we haven't given a name to yet, but it's leveraging an existing product. It's C#. It's C#. You put it in your XAML app, and you're hitting for your data service. It would be the exact same service, exact same API that you could have used for the HTML and JavaScript.
Interesting.
What do you think about that? Do you think that might appeal?
That was done by that.
Yeah. Then you could say, hey, this one's a Windows Store app. That one is a HTML5
app. You could reuse that code between them.
You couldn't use the client. You would be able to use the same backend. And use the exact same concepts, the exact same architecture. Obviously, there's a difference between C# and JavaScript, so it would not be the same. But it would be an obvious parallelism.
Ah, okay. Anything else that we didn't talk about?
Well, I think we could talk about. I don't know. What else would we like to talk about? How you dressed?
I look fabulous too, by the way.
I think you do. I was going to just remark. I think that green is very becoming.
Let's wrap this one up here, and if we think of more, we'll do another show.
All right. Sounds good.
Ward, thanks so much.
So good. You know, friends and technology, that's just peanut butter and jelly for me. How about for you?